Welcome to the Bible Study Girl podcast. This is Sarita, but you probably know me as the Bible Study Girl. And the first voice that you, I'm just a girl with something to offer the world. And the first voice that you were privileged to hear was the voice of the executive producer of the podcast, Bible Study Brother.
It is I, Bible Study Brother, but I'm also known as Icarus Gray over at Gray Area Anime. And this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. And as my sister often likes to say, we are not just brother and sister in Christ. We share the same mother and our brother and sister in real life.
Hopefully you guys have had an opportunity to really listen to some of the podcasts that we've had lately, because we really jumped into our family.
Well, you would dive let's dive right in as like a now, but if we past tense,
but I'm talking about
it, we dove
past tense,
then we dove.
We dove right into our family dynamics. You're getting a little sneak peek and taste of that right in this very second. Brother, how has your week been? Fun fact, we use a little emotion and feeling wheel to kind of help us find the words to talk about our emotions and how our week has been and what we're feeling and what we're not feeling. It's just a helpful tool for us because I don't want us to get into the habit of just being like, it was good, it was great. I like vocabulary.
And it comes from the Junto Institute for Entrepreneurial Leadership, if you want to check it out. It is a very detailed emotional wheel, where some are very simple. This one kind of like at least breaks down, I think, to a really, really cool level. So I have been peaceful. I'm trying to think of when this one comes out. I think I am expectant. I think is the word. I am like.
You might be a little sad by the time this one comes out because we will have chunked the deuces
too. Oh, okay. Nope. Well, no, I am sad. I am regretful, displeased, dismayed, depressed. There's agony, suffering, sadness. I'm disappointed, isolated. There's grief.
No, so dramatic. Dramatic.
Yeah, I have probably, you know, my mom and my sister have either cried upon leaving me or laughed at me for you know. Maybe. It all just depends. It just depends on how y'all feel, you know?
You know, I don't think I've ever cried when I'm leaving you since you moved across the country.
Well, that sucks. A mother has, for sure.
No, we were too
tired. Wow, guys.
We were too, when we drove across the country and we got on the plane to come back to Arkansas, we were too, there was no tears. There was no energy.
I forgot a word, hurt.
I'm trying to think, in the last time that we flew to you, just to visit and stuff, I don't remember her crying. Maybe she went to the bathroom to cry. I don't know. I didn't see her cry.
They don't miss me like that, but it's fine.
You cried though, brother. Remember when you left for after when y'all came to visit Christmas? Not this last year, but the year before last.
Oh, that was random though. That was just random.
It was weird. I was like, okay, hi.
I was really happy, but I was like, I don't know what's going on.
But hey, yeah. Brother, listen, for real, I'm glad you're in touch with your emotions. I try to keep mine walled off. I know this is about you and how you're feeling and how your week has been. I very rarely cry.
This is true. That's very, very true.
I take that back. 2021. Baby, that's all I did.
I mean, no, I get that, but like, a little bit of was it 2020 or 2019? A little bit, 2020 or 2019, you cried a little bit.
Oh, I cried in 2019, yeah, but not like
there's nothing like 2021 for crying, for
nothing like 2021. And the thing is, like, I know this is about you, but I've hijacked the feeling.
It's your turn. I'm done. I mean, I'm just hurt you guys don't be missing me. But go ahead.
It's not. Again, that's what I'm trying to explain to you. It's not that I don't miss you, but I very rarely just cry.
Oh, and you
It's
very
like
rarely
a
cry when it comes to me, unless there's a God somewhere in the mix, because you cried during the intro for my licensing.
yeah, for your licensing. I was just thankful that the Lord was doing something with you. You've been a thorn in my flesh
Oh
for
my
years.
God. You cannot. Oh,
So
Jesus.
the thing is, brother, you know, if I cry, I mean it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, some people, and not to say that if you cry all the time, you don't mean it, but
They used to say that to me, which is why I stopped crying. Even though at that point in time in my life, if I was crying, it meant I was telling the truth, and they were just doing the most and not listening to me.
I have been conditioned to not cry just in my life in general. I didn't have the luxury to like be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sad, cry, cry, cry. Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on being more like, if I'm sad and I feel like crying, let me tell you, I cry probably maybe 3 or 4 months ago. And there was nothing I could do to stop it. It just came in rivers and streams and floods. And it wasn't loud crying, like, oh, that it was just silent tears. Like, I could not stop crying.
You know what's funny? I'm gonna interrupt you as you interrupt me, because in that moment, so my wife was watching this meme, or not meme, but just reel on Instagram. I don't know why I called it a meme. And it was about this husband who was talking about the most thoughtful gift his wife, but at the time fiance, got him. So, you know, it was in those engagement stories where it's like, you know, I saved up for a whole year to be able to get her this ring. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of stuff that we were able to like do. You know, I wasn't making a whole lot of money. I just wanted to be able to get her this ring, the ring that she still wears today. And then, you know, he was like, but it was on Christmas, you know, that I proposed and everything. And like, she had also gotten him a ring, and like, he didn't know that she had, you know, gone and done these things, done this or whatever. And so he's crying. And she was like, I don't know that I've ever given you a gift that has moved you emotionally. And then, so I was like, I had to sit there and think. She was like, I tried during this, you know, like during your surprise party, but you like figured out that it was a surprise party and you were annoyed with me because of like how I was trying to hide it. Then there was something else. Then, and I started, and I was like, and then I started to think about the gifts that have been given to me that I've cried about. Majority of them are all grief related in some way, or just like, oh my God, this is uber thoughtful, aka stuff you've given me. Because I was like, you know, I didn't cry for my surprise birthday, even the one you threw through, which I should note to her, because I didn't cry at your surprise, the one you threw me.
No, you didn't. Can I tell you that? I mean, we've told the story before on
Just
the
go ahead.
podcast, but that surprise party was ruined as well. You should have known. You should have known, but you were just like, okay, Uncle Michael, that's just him. So
Yes,
him just randomly,
it is
like, him just randomly being in our front yard, whatever, man. Like,
but I'm like, okay, but that he and Grandpa, rest in peace to my Uncle Michael, but he and Grandpa are alike in that way, as
yeah.
in, you know that they would, you know that they could randomly call mama and ask her to do something and she would just do it.
Right.
So that's
Are you?
why it would, like, it's just like, I guess he up here to get a gun or some cigarettes or something, I don't know.
Right.
You know? But
Oh, man.
I've cried more when it's like, so for my licensing, you made me this big book of pictures from my wait, no, wait, there's two books. There's a book, and then there's
So what, no, can I tell you what I did
well,
to
yeah, I'm
make it
sure.
make sense?
Yeah.
Right. So what I did for Joe's licensing ceremony when he was being licensed to be a minister is I had pictures of family members from both sides of the family that had passed away and gone to glory because they would be there. And I was like, this is your cloud of witnesses. I set up a table with all of their pictures just because these are people that would have been there for him
100%.
if they were alive. And so what I did, I also did for your licensing is I had my friend make note cards that had Joe's licensing or whatever, and people wrote notes to you to encourage you throughout ministry. And after I got all the cards, I put the pictures and the cards in a book, and that's why you're getting
Okay.
because
I'm like, 'cause I know that you made
it.
me cry twice, and I'm like,
I put the pictures from the
that's
actual
what it was.
licensing and
Okay.
then the pictures from people that were there that you were able to take pictures with, and as well as our family members that have gone on to glory. Like, I made a book.
Okay. So, yeah. So, like, those things, because when I'm thinking about, like, a what could have been, that's always going to make me cry. And when I'm thinking about, like, the privilege of those that supported me, like, it's genuinely just going to do it. Because outside of that, I think I'm like, I just get excited. Like, if it's something that I really, really wanted or something that I've been like asking for, I'm just over the moon. It's not gonna make me cry. Like, like it, and it's always gonna be stuff from people who don't necessarily have to do something for me. So, like, if you got a video from like teachers and people who knew me in school, like wishing me happy birthday and telling me what I mean to them, that kind of thing would make me cry because they don't have to do that. So I was thinking about I think this makes more sense now. I've been able to kind of break it down. But also, guys, the reason we are
But
spending so much time telling silly
wait,
stories
can I say
it's deep
something
today. Go ahead.
before you? I feel like we should take a pivot versus what we were going to discuss in the
Oh,
podcast
okay.
because I feel like this is a good conversation. I mean, we
Okay,
are
let's
in
do it.
our
Yeah, let's do it. I do want to pivot. Just so you know, go and read. Hold on.
No. We can do
No, go
that
and
at a
read it.
later.
Later date.
Yes.
Look at this.
Like,
Yes, look at you. Off
I'm
the
just saying because we have been on this topic for a while, and I feel like, you
Let's
know
go.
how in church when they say we ain't gonna
Hold you long.
no, not that. You know, when the spirit gets to moving, like we gonna
I've heard, like, I don't want to quench the spirit,
yeah, or something like
something
that. Like
like
we
that.
don't want to, get in his way. I feel like this is a good lane for us to be in. I
Okay,
feel like
let's
it's something
do
important for us to talk about your emotions and tapping into your emotions and your
it.
feelings,
Yeah, the cloud of witnesses.
and the cloud of witnesses. I'm trying to think. I am a sentimental gift giver. Like
100%.
I've always been that way. I'm not necessarily gonna spend a whole bunch of money on getting somebody a gift,
But you're
but
also an obs you're a an observant
I
and very
am.
detailed gift giver, which is something that I think I definitely have from you. I don't trust myself as much as you trust yourself, which is why majority of the time, like, I just won't do anything sometimes because I'm like, I want it to be like what I've seen my sister's stuff be. And so I don't even give myself the opportunity to try, which is something I'm working on. I'm not there yet, but I'm working on it.
So yeah, you should tell Kanae not to feel bad because you didn't cry at the surprise party I threw you. You just laughed. I think it's easy.
I did at that one in 2020, though, and that one wasn't a surprise party.
Yeah, it wasn't a surprise party. It was just
I
your
thought about
party
that, and I
time.
think I forget why. I think that one was because we hadn't been able to spend a lot of time together, and
It
like,
was in the middle of a pandemic,
yeah, and
like.
there was like a string in that last couple months. There was my birthday party, and was everybody, was that the who killed me? Grandma playing Among
Yes.
Us, yeah. So
Yes.
we, yeah. So we got to play games and stuff like. actual video games more so than like traditional board games, which is my thing. I do like mm-hmm. both because I grew up in that kind of family, but just to show why it was more important for me. Then the next month, not only did we celebrate Christmas, we celebrated Kene graduating.
For her master's, yeah.
For her master's, and that was an emotional party for me too, because it was at that point that I realized that my family actually cared about her.
Let me say this. I still laugh. Charmaine was like, are they having another party later? So I'm like, who is all this for? Do you remember that? Who are the decorations for? Like, girl, you are this is for your
girl. I was like, she's
because you are part. Right. We do love her.
Yeah.
And I guess she was like, oh yeah.
Yeah. And so like that was the first time I think since like 2017 that it was just like, oh, okay. Like, we just had beef with him. You cool. And at that point, she's such a she is the family historian of all country phrases.
She hadn't started doing that at that point. She really
No, I'm saying in. She is once
she, like, yeah. Panay currently is keeping a record of all the down home country phrases my grandma and my mama used.
We might bring and her I'm, on to tell y'all that list one of these days.
Yes, I'm appreciative. I need for her to pull the list out because I'll be like, Kene, she'd be like, I got it.
Yeah, so it was just like when I get to see people that I haven't seen for a long time or. I am very emotional behind my sister. So when my sister does great things, I'm going to cry.
You're going to cry when I get married.
Big, 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 big cry.
You are.
I'm going to cry.
You're
going
to cry if I go to glory before you.
Dog. Cry is not the word. Expire might be the word.
Expire is not the word.
Be dehydrated. Because I'm not gonna have an ounce of water left in my body. At least if Mother Deer goes in the order that just Lord, just you know. Anyway, I can have you to help me somewhat, like, and we can kind of maybe try and help each other. Though I don't know how much help will be. Same with. In my mind with grandma, like the more help I have from other people, the better I can be. Though, again, I don't know how much.
Let me tell you something. Since we're talking about emotions and our feelings, I really have been very intentional about being focused when I'm spending time with grandma or mom or anybody in our family, really. So, I think I realized just how precious it is to have that connection because it's not promised. And those little moments can really become like super huge and super big. Talk about emotions. Think about 4 years ago. Around this time, we were helping Tamika move into her house, her first house that she purchased.
And we were.
And y'all was. I don't think I was. Y'all was running around the fireplace praising the Lord, wasn't you?
Yeah, once we got the stuff in and it was the last thing and we had nothing else to bring in. And it was. I can't remember if it was before or after we was dancing in the rain. I can't remember.
It had to be after the rain because, you know, we had to stop. Yeah, bringing stuff in we couldn't bring the last in.
The couch was just sitting on the porch, right? Because we couldn't get the angle, and like I think like a corner of it was getting wet, and then we finally got out there to you know like got to get it in, but and then it was like you know why don't we just it praise and it was another one of those moments that thinking about it is making me a little emotional, makes me want to cry, but mostly because. Tamika, when she would have moments where she would, quote unquote, let her hair down in a certain way,
Baby, she always let her hair down.
Yeah, but
sometimes
you know
I'd be like, girl, put your hair up. We sick of it.
But you know what I mean. In terms of like, yeah, they're like, we would do silly stuff together, but Tamika letting her hair down versus like, no, let's do this. Let's like, that's two different.
It's two different things.
And like, that's whenever she got in that bag was like, oh, y'all better do this right now, because I promise you, you're not going to see this again. Like, we got to do it. You know,
I think me and Sweet Baby was sitting on the couch while y'all was running
around.
Yes,
I believe so. Because I think you were pretty tired. Yeah. From, I don't remember what had happened, but you was pretty exhausted, girl. And so, you know, we're running around this thing, and it's just so much fun, man. Just like, we were really, and this is, I think, why 2021 hurt so much. We were really coming into our own together as adults, as all us cousins. And it was like,
I think that is what it is. You certainly have a different relationship as you grow and mature than when you were kids. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that you've just been living life, you know, and life hits differently. And I count it a privilege that we have been able as a family to have so many moments that are filled with joy and that are celebrations and that are good times. I think, like I told you earlier, I really do want to be more in touch with my emotions and not, I have a tendency to not want to feel. And I know that's not healthy, but it's also something that's difficult to change when I've been doing it this way for so long. For the longest time, okay, I'm gonna give you my mindset on crying. I don't like to cry because I feel like if I do cry, I'm going to be crying for a long time. Like, it's not going to be just like a, ooh, if I cry, I'm going to cry for a long time. And I think it's because I do hold stuff in for so long. I do suppress things for so long. I do pack it in for so long. Just like with being angry. You've seen me angry before. Absolutely furious.
A lot of times. And I've been terrified. Right. Listen, we're going to get into that next episode. Jesus. I'm excerpt that I'm reading. Trust me.
You've seen me angry before. And I'm not quick to anger. I'm a slow builder, but I'm also that way when it comes to crying.
Unless you're stupid. Stupidity just.
No, but it still has to be a slow build. Like, it's you have to be stupid and stupid and stupid and stupid and stupid. How about this? I'm not going to say stupid, but you have to be making stupid choices and choices and choices and choices and choices that are affecting me.
Yeah.
For me to really get to the point where I'm like, and I remember, I can't remember when, I would say it's been within the last 5 or 6 years, but me saying like, Lord, I want to get to the point where if I'm sad about something and I want to cry, that I will just be able to cry and not hold it in, hold it in, hold it in, hold it in.
Maybe I need to take that prayer.
Huh?
Maybe I need that prayer. As well, I
you hold it in when you feel emotional, you don't cry.
I hold it in all the time. Like, I literally, I tell you again, I will remember we were in the parking lot where Sims is now up from Cross Street,
where used to be the Big Apple.
Yeah, I was crying about something. You and Mama Bo told me stop all that crying, and I just from that moment was like, okay. And so when I would cry, like I cry, and then it's like zoop. Like, back in, shut it up, none of that, I don't want to do none of that, I don't like it, I don't want to feel that way. I mean, I like, and it's counterintuitive to the empathetic person and emotional person that I am, so I'm always just, like, battling against myself in that way, and I am very, Like, I'm not crying if you crying. I can't do that. That just, like, I will counterbalance to, like, not cry most.
Really?
Yeah, like, if I remember distinctly the moment when we found out that Keith had got shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, Kanae's, like, screaming and trying to tell me what's going on so we can get to her mom's house to kind of, you know, see what's going on and everything. So, I remember we get there. And, you know, everybody's in shock, as you would be in that kind of situation. As same way that I remember being shocked after my birthday with Uncle Michael, or after the birthday weekend anyway. And so, you know, she is crying and I'm like, I am just numb at this point. So I call my job, tell them I'm not coming in the day after or whatever, because like I don't know what's going on right now.
Right.
And so, and I remember, like, she is, like, bawling, you know, and I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna let you do your thing, because can't just be two people here crying, you know.
But y'all don't ever just sit up and cry together?
Not as far as I can remember.
You always feel like there has to be a balance. Like, one of us can be emotional and the other one has to be, you know, together.
I think the you in me comes out in those situations where it's like, well, somebody got to take care of something. Like, you know, you can't just, or the sumpter in me is just like, if you're going to be sitting there crying, somebody got to make sure something is together.
Case in point, Aunt Linda tried to put me out of Tamika funeral. And I was like, well, first of all, I'm sitting in the back row by the door. Okay. I know my limits. All right. And also, I wasn't even loud.
Yeah. But they have been there. I realized they have been there like forever. Like, I remember I didn't stay in Uncle Babs or definitely Daddy Hurst's funeral. I didn't stay in there long. I think Grandma Lucy took me outside with Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the thing that I've learned to do. I think that things like, oh, that I forgot to mention the other reason she was talking about. She was like, you didn't cry at the surprise birthday party. You didn't cry at our wedding, at least not when I came down the aisle. And I was like, because
but you cried when you was dancing with your mama at the wedding.
Yeah, I realized that. But also, it's more so the song, because, you know, I have
you do have a G. If I want to make you cry, I just got to play this song.
But that's mostly because, like, I only tied it, like, with the height of, like, the divorce. Yeah. And because that specific day, you know, mama was like, I'm getting out of here. I'm gone. I'll be back. And I'm like, what? Can I go with you? You know, and she went down to grandma's house for a little bit.
Do you think Kanae wants you to be more emotional? Not like crying all the time, but more emotive? And I feel like I'm not married to you, though, so I don't know what it's like in your marriage. You don't talk about your feelings? I feel like you talk about my feelings.
I think sometimes, like, I'm trying to be more expressive. Like, so she's like, how was your day, right? I don't have the emotional wheel like what we do. I just kind of...
Well, you should carry it with you, brother.
I'd be like...
How was my day?
It was all right. You know, it was all right. You know. Nervous. And then she was like, well, and then sometimes when I do go into detail, she'll go, I just, you know, you never know. When I'm asking you, I am asking for this, but I'm like, I don't know that. So I just answer how I'm, you know, how you answer that question or how people answer that question. Like, if I'm given the opportunity, I'm going to always explain or talk. I mean, I don't need a stage for that. But, you know, I don't know. I would like to think I am way more emotional than most people. And I talk to people all the time. I was like, I was raised by two women. Therefore, I mean, I'm in touch with my emotions. I'm not like scared to say, hey, you made me feel this way or whatever. But I was raised by lawyer women, and the fact that they're not actual lawyers, but you got to prove without a shadow of a doubt that your emotion is validated. But it's to what you're saying. I'm not, you know, and this is not saying it in a bad thing. Like, but when you come from where we come from, like, you couldn't just all at hollering, hooping, crying at a funeral is not.
Yeah, that's like not. We don't do that. And, like, it was explicit. Like, listen, this is not. Man, you didn't get the memo. We ain't supposed to be falling out.
No, you're just not supposed to do that.
You're not.
And so, like, instead of like taking that for the aspect of like decorum, like, come on now, like, you can't be doing all that because A, that person would not want you to do all that. Plus, this is not.
No,
about
I want you,
you
to do
on
that.
The show. Oh no, Serena, let's not. Let's not. Do you remember?
That's just jokes, brother. That's just jokes, brother.
You remember going to my Uncle John's funeral?
I remember the funeral, yeah.
So, yeah, like that. And that was more so because, like, the trauma of having another experience that to me felt like Uncle Michael and, like, having these unresolved, just, you got on my freaking nerves. Like, you stayed saying stuff that just made no sense to me. And... like,
did you have a breakdown at the funeral?
You don't remember that? Like, I'm
baby,
just like,
I was there.
I was upset in the car, and then as we get in line close, I'm just like, just bawling, having a whole like as we're getting closer up to the front, like it was just hard for me to even look into the casket.
Did I go up there with you?
I'm pretty sure you did, because I don't remember being able. Like, somebody was holding me up, and it was not me.
I don't know that I was holding you up. Also, you know how I feel about viewing bodies. I'm not big on it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did, though, because I'm pretty sure this is one
of I might have stepped in and been like, let me be strong, sister, and do what I don't want to do, because I'm not really...
because I was just not. And it was the same thing that I remember about when we went down, like, to Uncle Michael's, as we're just talking about emotion, when we went down to get the casket and stuff. Like, literally, I'm fine. And then about as soon as we take the exit towards going towards Marvel or whatever, I'm just bawling out loud. I'm just bawling, just uncontrollably. So,
well, yeah. I will say, I think in moments of like extreme grief, I have no problem crying. But also, like, what you said is very valid, because I remember, like, me and Mama went back and forth to Turkey Scratch a lot that week, the week that he was murdered, to make funeral arrangements, just to do different stuff, you know? And we would switch off driving and stuff, and I remember, like, I would be driving, so she would be hollering, you know what I'm saying? Like, screaming and crying. And then when she was driving, okay, now it's my turn to scream and holler. So you certainly got that from...
I got it honest, bro.
You got it
just
honest.
Like,
you
and
did.
I was just...
and until you said that, I didn't even... I think that's just a memory I kind of keep, like...
tucked.
Yeah. I almost want to say when Uncle Michael got murdered, probably was the first time I saw Mama cry. I don't ever remember her crying.
No, we had seen her cry before the end, because when the divorce happened, she was crying.
Okay, she was crying, but I mean, outside of that.
Yeah, because I don't recall seeing her cry when Daddy Hersey died. I know she did, but I don't recall seeing her.
I don't know that, and I've not ever seen Grandma cry. I haven't ever.
You know, I never saw Grandma cry. I never saw Uncle Michael cry. Never saw. I mean, I've seen my dad cry. I mean,
I don't know that I've ever seen him cry.
I've definitely seen him cry. I just, No offense to you, Pops. I just, the believability of why you crying, I just didn't know.
I don't know that I've ever seen him cry. Okay, so we've been talking about emotions. I'm going to end this on a light note. Have a little, it's not a joke, but you brought up our father. And so I don't know how I got to talking about this with Grandma. Really don't know why we were talking, but we were talking about car insurance. I don't remember why. And I was like, I was telling her, like, I was so hurt. It was a devastating day when he called. I was like 25, and he called and he was like, hey, you're going to have to start paying your own car insurance. I was devastated because he had told me that he was going to pay my car insurance for me until I get married. And so the day he called me and he was like, you're going to have to start paying your own car insurance. I told you, I did tell you I was going to pay it till you got married. But I thought you would have been married by now.
That definitely sounds like something.
Oh, Lord. And Grandma said, well, you can't say he never did nothing for you.
Oh, man. I said,
Grandma, you are so right. I believe his tears. On that note, I believe his tears. They were real. They were genuine. You can't tell me that weren't.
Man, look. Yeah. So
I think I certainly have a ways to go and getting in touch with my emotions and tapping into them. I'm thankful that we are doing the emotion wheel because it is forcing me to go beyond the surface and figure out why I'm doing what I'm doing. That looks like.
I think spiritually, like thinking about all this, like I've just grown more to appreciate the fact that I can have emotions and not be in a place where I think I got to suppress this and suppress that. And the only emotions I get to feel are either got to be happy, apathetic, or angry.
Also that you don't have to be, okay, yes, we have emotions. We don't have to be ruled by our emotions. We're not supposed to be ruled by our emotions at all spiritually. But we also do have to recognize what they are, right? Mm-hmm. You have to be able to call a thing what it is. And then the Lord certainly can handle it. He's God enough to handle it. But he gives us emotions for a reason. I think it's important for us to recognize what something is, because sometimes when you have a name for something, you feel more power, you know what I'm saying? Because you know you can overcome it, and you can, I don't know, to me there's just a lot of power in identifying.
You know what some names is, so you know how to like call it out, you know how to maneuver from actually seeing it. Okay, if I'm having fear, what can I call on that's the truth, you know, in this situation? Or if I'm sad, what joy can I pull on? Or can I lean into the sadness because it just means, you know, that that's love persevering, or, you know, like what is grieving if not love persevering kind of thing.
And, you know, I think emotions really do. They like fear, right? Yeah. We have fear. You get the fight or flight, like your adrenaline, like they serve a purpose. They can protect you, but also you don't want to let it get out of control. I think, and I've gone the opposite direction with trying to control, you know, I'm going to hold it in. It's about finding that healthy balance. And I really am on a mission to be whole spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally, financially, like total wellness. So I'm glad that we got a chance to tap into our emotions today. That's not what we had planned for the episode, but
I guess that episode is, I guess that episode is what's coming next, which kind of is like, but
we'll see. We'll dig deep. We'll dive.
If you're following along, which I hope you are, like,
oh, let me say this because I know you,
because you'll know which episode we're talking about.
Right. You forgot to shout out the YouTube, the podcast.
Oh, the podcast is now on YouTube, or at least the current 50 episodes. I'm trying.
51. 51. I think it's gonna start like accumulating, like from.
Oh, okay. Well, if that's the case, I was gonna try and work something else. I was like gonna try and like I'm glad I didn't go in there and delete because I was about to like try and reset and try and set the RSS feed from like I want all the episodes is like the point that I like really, really, really want. And I have to figure out a way to do that. So anyway.
At least all the episodes from the last year are up. Enjoy. And it'll be building from there. So.
But we appreciate you guys for joining us on this emotional spiritual journey. If you have any prayers or anything like that, all of our contact information, prayer requests, or just prayers you want to send us are down in the description. So make sure you go and click those. Subscribe to the YouTube channel so that we can get to 100 subscribers so that we can just say go to youtube.com/Bible Study Girl instead of go click the link. Like, comment, subscribe. And be sure to rate us wherever you're listening to the podcast. We prefer 5 stars, but whatever you do, just, you know, be honest so that way we can grow. We appreciate you. Remember, guys, it's not just you and it's not just I that preach, but we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching.